Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And I love him. He loves us so much. God keeps his word. He hears the prayers of his people. And our prayers avail much. And this day will go down in history. I will never forget this day. This is a glorious day. And I thank the Lord that I live in it. This is June the 24th. It's a Friday, June the 24th. And it's 9:16 when I'm doing this broadcast. I just looked at my phone and my calendar. But, you know, I took my wife to the restaurant we were at out back. And I walked past the TV. Come to find out, they overturned Roe versus Wade. And I laughed. Oh, this is a good day. This is a good day for our country. You know, our country has overcome many ills. Many ills. You know, people came here for religious freedom so that they could worship Jesus without the king's interference and his henchmen and the Catholic Church. And it's not the Catholic Church per se, but this is a people problem. Anytime the enemy is always trying to organize people against Jesus, not against Buddha, not against Muhammad, not against anything else you wish to believe in, but his people are always organized. He organizes them against Jesus. He pulls their strings till they work against the principles of Jesus. And this country was not expected to succeed from the jump, from the beginning. They had disease breakouts. They had problems with Indians. They had problems with rogue people from other countries, from their own country. You know, some of the patriots that we love, they were sincere, but sometimes people from England or France or Spain was not the same. And all of us are immigrants in this country, except the Native Americans. And there were some good-hearted people in every race. There were some good-hearted Christian Spaniards, people from Spain. There were some good-hearted people from France. There were some good-hearted people from England, Germany. And even the Indians, many of them got saved. But guess what? The covenant breakers was always an enemy against this country. But guess what? The country succeeded. And it became one of the strongest countries on the face of this earth. And it's possibly just about the youngest country on the face of the earth. Nevertheless, it's one of the youngest countries. Because people went further into South America after they came here. Now, I thank God for this country and others too. Everybody that loved Jesus. You know, God loves his people. And slavery was here. We overcame that. And those laws got over to Roe v. Wade. Being honest with you, I didn't know if I'd ever see this day. I wanted it to be overturned just like other things. I used to see the tags that say, pray that God do something about the drug problem. Pray that God take drugs off the streets. Well, you know, anything's possible if you believe. And here we are. Roe versus Wade is overturned. The Supreme Court overturned it. And I thank God for everybody with a heart to do right. And this is why I'm so excited. When people rally against Jesus, they start a weakness. The enemy is strategic in his ways. He's the one who wanted abortion more than any other. Now, Margaret Singer, she advocated abortion. She was a racist from Germany, a Nazi. And she wanted to get rid of poor white people and black people and gypsies and anybody they deemed unnecessary. So abortion was the way to do it. Now, that's what the racist people want. And then, you know, the enemy is full of hatred. That don't be so surprised. But everybody's not a racist. And a lot of people want to play the field and act, go do these, cheat on their spouses, and they'd rather have a life of convenience than raise a child. And so they're looking at the convenience of it. And then, but when you abort a child, that's a serious. Jesus said, the angel behold the Lord. All the little people, all the children, their angels behold the face of the Lord. And if you hurt one of them, it's better for you that if a millstone be tied around your neck, cast into the sea. That's terrible all by itself. That would be a miserable way to die. Because as you go deeper, the water pressure would crush you. And that millstone's tied to your neck. It might even break your neck. So the thing is, when this happens to people, Satan is against us. Now, Satan wants people to sin so that he can go to God and accuse us for sinning. So that, why do you think there are so many tornadoes, earthquakes, and why do you think they increase as the days go by? Well, I remember when I was a kid, it was hardly ever a tornado or an earthquake. It was rare. Now you have one more often. Now the volcanoes are erupting. Every week there's a new volcano erupting. Well, the sins of men, the earth always reacts to the sins of the masses. Now the Lord showed me a dream years ago, how the enemy starts a tornado. First he get people to sin. Then when they fill up that the scales are full of sin, then he goes and accuses them to the Father. Now this is what I saw. I saw the beginning of a terrible tornado back in I think it was 91 or 92. It may have been as late as 93, but anyway, what happened, I was standing on the clouds, and it reminds you of standing on the seashore looking out at the water. Well, I was standing on the cloud. As far as you can see, that was clouds. Then out of heaven came a huge tornado and sat on the cloud, and out of the bottom of that funnel, thousands of tornadoes came out, and they were spinning, and they spread out in military formation. When the first one got to his destination near me, the last one got to his destination near the giant tornado, which was as big as a huge mountain upside down. That's what it looked like. It looked like a mountain upside down, a pointed mountain upside down. That's how it looked. And it was spinning, and it was furious. And all the small tornadoes, they spread out in military formation. When they all stopped spinning, they were faced in the same direction, and they were fallen angels. And the one nearest me, he looked, you could tell that he once had the glory of God on him. He looked like he used to shine. I knew that he used to shine, and he looked like dirty brass. He didn't look like polished brass, like he should have looked. But he looked like dirty, dingy, nasty-looking brass. And he kind of looked like the swamp thing. Remember that old movie? He looked, kind of mildew. He was an evil looking. But he wouldn't pay me no. He didn't care nothing about me. His mind was on doing what Satan wanted him to do. They were like military people. They were on a mission, and that's all they were gonna do. He didn't care that I saw him. He wasn't paying me no attention. He wanted to do whatever it was Satan told him to do. Now, and that's what I saw. Now, once they stopped spinning, these fallen angels just sunk into the clouds. And then I woke up. And so I said, Lord, what in the world was that about? What was that about? He said, they are spirits of chaos. I said, wow. So this is how Satan does. And when tornadoes happen, strange things happen. Sometimes even comical things happen. A friend of mine told me he was working on Highway 79, where they have a lot of heavy equipment and truck shops, Well, that was a flatbed trailer. I forgot what job he had, but he wasn't a mechanic, but he worked out there on 79, on Highway 79 in Tampa, past Tampa. Anyway, The wind picked up a trailer and spinning it around in the air like a leaf, spinning it upside, and then it sat down on its wheels and on the its outriggers. And this was a flatbed trailer, you know. They fold the legs down and then it has wheels in the back. And it just sat there like it never was moved. Another one, it knocked the radio off the table. And it was plugged into the wall. And time it fell off the table, a song came on and it began to swing. And it said, "We're just a swingin'." It was a country song. And they laughed about it. Well, the spirits of chaos, a tornado is not just mechanical. It is it's spiritual and it's mechanical. It's the wind, it's the hot and cold wind. We got that, we understand it that way. But it happens because of spiritual disobedience. And evil spirits run the tornadoes. That's why they do so much destruction. And the enemy, then he after he accused God, man for sinning, so he could do a dastardly deed such as a tornado, earthquake, or any other problem, tsunami, or whatever. After the aftermath of it, then he'll accuse God before man and say God did it. And that's our enemy. Well, the enemy is looking at abortion as a way to get more control over man. Satan is a witch, and blood sacrifice. This is nothing new. I was telling my wife about it. I said, "See, the evil people wanted abortion so that for blood sacrifice reasons, just like Israel used to send their children in the fire of Moloch, or they used to give their children to Molech and Remphan, and their children had to go to the go through the fire." And you know, some of the kings of Israel did this debauchery, and then they made it legal in 1973. Now, and after 73, a lot of problems happened. Also in 73, the towers went up, and that was a Shemitah year. And this is a Shemitah year. I listened to Jonathan Cahn, and this is 2022. It's a Shemitah year, and every 7 years is a Sabbath year. That's what a Shemitah is. And this is when all the slaves go free in Israel, and they let the land lay out, and the covenant keepers would do this. Wicked people don't keep covenant, but nevertheless, that's why Israel went into captivity. They didn't, on the seventh year, so in the Shemitah years, they didn't let the land lay out. Now, then they went into Babylonian captivity, and some of them never came back to their land. But I thank God, He always has a remnant of people who faithfully follow Him, and I love Him. I love His ways. And this country has a greater. This is a day of victory. And see, when you stop a problem like that, God honor our faith. Everybody who believed. I watched many pastors for many years praying for this day. And praying for the right for people to be on the Supreme Court that would overturn this foolishness. And all the people that wanted this, you understand, this life is more to your life than this present life. One day you're going to die. And you're going to have to give an account for whatever it was you did. And if you don't get washed in the blood of Jesus, you're going to get sucked into the vacuum of the world and be destroyed. There are many people who advocated abortions. They got rich off of it. They aborted their children. They never made Jesus their Lord. And they're in torment right now in full time and in full force for every soul that they sent, that they killed through abortion. So, and some people's heart has become calloused. When a man's will is set to do evil, then God can't help them. They become reprobate. And that's a very dangerous thing to be. And now, see, the Lord told me this years ago, and it kind of comforted me. He said, just before I return, I'm going to cause people to speak whatever's in their heart. So whatever people are speaking now, they're going to show their real their real true colors. They're going to show what they are. And he also said, those that love him and those that, hey, whatever word that they took time to receive, God is going to use that word in their heart. That virtue, that's the definition he gave me of virtue, is the amount of word in your heart. Whatever you received in your heart, he's going to use that to help you not miss the rapture. Now, everybody that gets raptured, they're kind of like Elijah was. Elijah was in covenant. He was in obedience. And he knew that his Lord was coming. And he knew he was going to leave that day. Now, I don't know the words, you know, Jesus don't know when he's going to return. He said it was in the power of the Father. But we know it's close, and we know it's very close. And this is a Semitic year. So it's very close. And it could happen this year. I don't know. And I all I want to do is all that's in God's heart. I want to be useful to the Lord until he do come. And I want to help as many people understand the things of God. See, we are people who, it's our heritage to win. It's our heritage to put things in motion that can't be reversed. See, this was put in motion through prayer, and not just judges. We had to pray for the right people to become judges. You know, we had to pray, and the enemy fought hard. He fought very hard. And the enemy is rich. Not Satan. Satan is very poor. All he has is stolen goods. But the people that he seduced, they have a lot of loot. They're not rich. They have loot. They got it wrong. They got it through deception. And people who Satan deceived give their power to the beast. Just like people sacrifice their children in abortions. They may not have known it, but when they did these things against God's word. And their conscience know it's wrong, but they did it anyway. And some people didn't believe in God. They believed the hype. They believed things that's not right. They still went against their conscience. And watch this. God was still willing to forgive them. And if a person did wrong, sometimes I told my children, in this world, everything can look good from a certain point of view. You have to go biblical. You have to keep doing what God said do. Or you'll get sucked into the vacuum of the world. And that's just the way it is. People, they justify everything. And they feel justified. And they're wrong. If you're not doing the things that Jesus said, it's very dangerous. If you're not listening, taking heed to the Sermon on the Mount and what Jesus said to the seven churches and what the apostles wrote, if you don't pay close attention, the enemy will try to seduce you. And many have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The seducing spirits got people out of bounds, and the doctrines of devils hardened their heart and kept them out of bounds so that they can be burned. You know, you have to pay attention to what God is doing. Today, just before I did the broadcast, the Lord gave me Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 1 says, "At that time, saith the Lord, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, the bones of the princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun and the moon, and all the host of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth." Their bones are going to be littered like poop. If you walk too fast through a cow pasture, you're going to step in something. Well, that's what their bones were like. "And death shall be chosen rather than life," watch this, "by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places whither I have driven them, saith the Lord." So when people do evil, they set something in motion for their children to have. I put it this way. God loves everybody, and the soul that sinned, he shall die. But see, if parents put things in motion, they can leave hurdles for their children to jump over. Unnecessary hurdles. If when people, when you take the wrong opinions, the wrong, you do things the wrong way, it's that much harder for your children to make the right choice. But with the help of the Lord and the preaching, that's why he sent preachers, because sometimes parents just fail and they don't teach their children. How and people teach all kind of tradition, and these are people God loves. So the Lord has to send preachers with an anointing to break the yokes that bind people. Remember, Abraham was told by God to leave his nation, his kindred, and his father's house. And sometimes you can't do everything the people around you are doing. Your nation, your kindred, and your family, and your father's house. You can't do everything that people say is okay. You have to be biblical. Because the enemy dress it up and make it look all right. You know. But see, the kings of Judah that went rogue, not all of them, not David, not the covenant kings, but all the wicked kings, their bones were dug up. The bones of the princes, the children of the kings, the bones of the priests, the bones of the prophets, the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, out of their graves. These were all the people that went astray, a whoring after all these idols, burning their precious children that God gave them to Molech, to have satanic power. And then and they were spread before the sun, before the moon. Now, why would God write this? Why would he give us this? It's so that we won't do the same thing. Because once, if you do the same thing they did, the same thing is going to happen to this country. You know, it was prophesied by Henry Gruber that World War III, that he had three Russian invasion visions. And all of them is the same one. But he had three of them, and they were different aspects of the same thing. The Russians and the Chinese are going to burn up, you know, they're going to start a war, and it's going to be a bad war. I saw it too. And but why would that happen? The curse causeless will not come. A lot of people in this country have been aborted. And a lot of people in this country still want abortion, and they're angry. When I walked past the news feed today, people were protesting. I think at the Capitol or the Supreme Court, because Roe versus Wade was overturned, and a big old smile got on my face. They overturned it. I was so happy. I enjoyed my lunch, and then another blessing happened for me. Now, my wife had been suffering from some ailments. And but it's not a sickness. She has pain in her body. She has trouble sleeping sometimes. And about 2 weeks ago, the Lord told me that all that is going to leave. It's going to go away. She's going to get better and better. And she would be crying, worried about it. I said, "Don't worry about it. Every day you're going to do better and better." He told me this. He said, "Your body's getting stronger and stronger. And every day you're a percentage better." That's how he told me. And today I fixed a small generator for my pastor, Pastor Jim McCain III. Now his son is over the church now, but he's still senior pastor, and I just love him. He's still my pastor. So, and both of them are. But anyway, before he left, after I got the generator running, I said, "Pastor, I know Alicia wants you to pray for her. Time you leave, she's going to wish she would ask you to pray for her." So he prayed for her. And after he felt that, he laid his hand on her head, and he felt the anointing go in. He said, "Oh, there it is." And whenever he say that, you heal. And then he said this, and the Lord, by the unction of the Holy Spirit, he said, "You're going to do better and better, better and better." I laughed so hard. I was so happy. And then Alicia told him what I had said. And he said, "Who said what now?" I said, "The Lord said that she was going to do better and better." And we always laugh. This is just a good day. I'm in a good mood today. And I'm always in a good mood, but today is just, it's got more potency to it. Roe v. Wade is overturned. My wife got a wonderful confirmation, the anointing. It's just a good day. I got a lot of work done today, and I finally washed my car. So I'm in a good mood. Now, the Lord, I'm more excited about what God is doing and these broadcasts that He's been giving me about the wheel. I desire that everybody listen to all of them. Because, you know, this year I talked about covenant more than anything else. Different aspects of covenant. Last year He gave me our covenant week. And I really desire that everybody listen to that. It's on the audio page 6. It's 5 broadcasts called Our Covenant Week. Very important. And there's a lot of history in that. And it's 5 broadcasts. And yesterday's broadcast, you know, he's been dealing with the covenant. On the 22nd, it was Our Covenant Ears. On the, let's see, on the 21st, it was the Covenant Wheel Sequel. And on the 20th, it was the Covenant Wheel. So covenant is very important. And I don't know what God's going to call this one. But I thank God that He's mighty to move Him by His Spirit. See, the wicked, just like in Jeremiah's day. Now, Josiah was the one who dug up all these bones. He was the king that did that. He was alive in Jeremiah's time. Now, this happened in Jeremiah's talking about it in chapter 8. This is when he's one of the kings that when Jeremiah first got started. In Jeremiah chapter 1, it says that the words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth in the land of Benjamin. So Jeremiah was a priest and he was a prophet, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. That's when Jeremiah was just getting started. And it also came in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, until the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. And if you notice that 5 is always associated with judgment. They were carried away in the 5th month in the, the 11th year of Zedekiah. So when Jeremiah first started in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, within that time, Josiah dug up all these bones, and it's in the Kings, it's in the Chronicles also. So you can study it. And then he ran across the bones of the prophet who prophesied that he would do it, and also the prophet that lied to the prophet that said he would dig up all these bones. And Josiah said, well, don't dig up their bones. So this really happened, folks. Now, what's the point of all this? All the wicked people, and I say this boldly, even by the unction of the Holy Spirit, all of them who rejoice in abortion, this is the kind of thing that will happen to them. Because this kind of wickedness is not necessary. It goes against everything. There's no reason to promote such wickedness in our wonderful country. And, but see, the Lord knows how to draw the line in the sand. And we need to, I thank God for the people who prayed and believed God, and all the, the politicians who, there are politicians that really love Jesus. You know, in 2019, I thank God for Kay Ivey. She ruled to, end abortion here. And now it's done. It's a done deal. And they're protesting, they're angry, they want it back, but they can't have it back. Well, I know people will try stuff, and I know how what they did before. People are going to do things, who knows what. But the Daniel said the wicked will do wicked, and they will not understand. Now, that's what I was telling people this week. The Lord said pride never disapproves itself. It seeks praise unto hatred, saith the Lord. That people of pride are this way. They sin till the end. And they sin with hatred against God. You know, Pilate tried to rescue Jesus from the priest mob and the Pharisee mob that wanted him dead. He tried to appeal to the people. Surely they'll rescue Jesus and leave Barabbas in jail. And you think the priest mob was bad. The people, they shouted they wanted Barabbas. And you know, Jesus laid his life down for us. This was just beyond Pilate. What Pilate, he didn't know what to do. You know, I would hate to be put in his position. Now, there's a book about what happened after that. And I believe Pilate, I think his wife got saved. And I think he ended up getting saved. And I don't know what happened to him. I always felt like he might have gave his life to the Lord. Because he didn't want to do this. Even Peter said he tried to, he didn't like it, you know. So, sometimes people are caught in the middle all at once and they don't know what to choose. The valley of decision. I chose Jesus as my Savior, and I'm not going to let the world mess it up. So, your will, you can set your will to do living things, to do what's right, to enjoy the Lord your God and King. I'm going to read this again. I know I've been reading it all week. He said, the will is the sum of your faith and doubt. It forms after your choices. The will can be chosen and developed, encouraged and discouraged. Purpose is in the living will, while destruction is in the worldly will, saith the Lord. The wicked will do wicked. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.